This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. With ice in the rearview mirror and snow possibly on the way, North Texas road crews are gearing up for another long night. Those crews use three big techniques to make roads passable: chemicals, brine, and the old standby, sand. The newest kid on the North Texas block of icy roads is brine, salt water, now used by the North Texas Tollway Authority.
I have long accused the crews of coming up with this new technique simply to perfect their Thanksgiving recipes. They object, but not heartily.
Michael Ray with the NTTA says this brine's a precise mix of 23% salt from Grand Saline, Texas, and water.
It's old school. It's new to us, but anybody listening in the Northeast would laugh at us because it's long been used all over the country. It's just that, you know, around here we thought we didn't have need for it.
The NTTA has rethought that. The brine master is Jason Skidmore, maintenance supervisor who learned the technique last year from the Texas Department of Transportation.
This is our 6,000-gallon storage tanks that we actually make brine, keep them full. That way when our trucks roll in here, all they got to do is fill it up, and they just continuously make more and keep them full.
Crews pumped brine into tank trucks ahead of the predicted snowfall. But brine isn't sprayed unless the snow sticks, packs, and turns to ice. Before that, plows clear the roads, then trucks with a mechanical spreader lay down sand and a mix with magnesium chloride, MD20, to melt the ice and give cars traction. 20 miles south of NTTA's operation, Dallas crews load sand and salt into trucks to throw down on city streets. Last night, Supervisor Anselmo Lopez was ready, but says things could be worse.
It'd be snowing, but it won't be cold enough to freeze.
And when do the shifts start?
They're coming in at midnight. 12 hours, 12 to 12.
That means crews will try to get sleep whenever they can. 8-year driver Thomas Bush finished his shift at 5:30 Tuesday evening, knowing he would be back at midnight.
It's pretty hard on the drivers because we nonstop. We got to keep rolling. We got to, you know, make it safe.
Bush said he'd be fine, but what's unsafe are drivers who don't know how to handle ice and snow, even if they think they just learned how over the past few days.
When they say stay home, stay home.
Bill Zeeble, KERA News.